realitysandwich.com makes it their job to publish all sorts of cool things in the world that make me happy. And Daniel Pinchbeck has a blog. He's the creator of realitysandwich.com, and he has a blog on there. And a while back, I believe this blog was written in December of 2009, and it is titled "Thoughts on the Norway Spiral," and it said, an extraordinary event took place over the night sky in Norway, a white spiral that emanated a bright blue spiraling beam before it disappeared into a black circular hole, apparently was witnessed by thousands of people across the country. Authorities have issued a conventional explanation, proposing this amazing apparition was caused by a failed Russian missile test. However, this seems extremely unlikely in the category of explanations that includes the theory that... Even published writers have typos every now and then, apparently. And it should say, however, this seems extremely unlikely and falls into the category of explanations that includes the theory that the most complex of virtuosic crop circles were the products of board and rope, or that Building 7 of the World Trade Center fell as a result of the Twin Towers collapse. The magnificent spiral spectacle manifested one night before President Obama's speech accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, and during the Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change. It therefore seems to be a kind of focusing event for human consciousness. Following the words of the Russian scientist Alex Dmitriev and others, sorry about that, folks, slight difficulty. Now, where were we? Oh, here we go. Following the works of Alec Dmitriev and others, Mark Healy, author of The Everything Died to 2012, proposes that such an event could be plasma phenomena, plasma that is artificially induced and intelligently guided. It is possible that such an apparition is somehow co-created or imprinted by the collective field of the human psyche. Whatever the case, it is hard to escape the impression that the Norway spiral is a kind of thought form that took tangible form and inscribed itself in the atmosphere. The Norway spiral has resonance with the Hopi prophecies of the blue star Kachina, which appears at the end of the fourth world. If not that signifying event itself, perhaps a foreshadowing or retrocausal echo of it. The spiral seems like a message, invocation, or indication that the Earth and its inhabitants are on the threshold of a deep transformation. While most of my work over the last years has been an effort to understand this transformation and help myself and others prepare for it, I admit to feeling, if anything, an increasing confusion and uncertainty about it. What is happening seems to be taking place beyond the reach of the conceptual and rational mind, requiring an innate, intuitive, heart-centered response as much as a logical and empirical one. I have spent a good deal of time trying to fathom the archetypal signature of Barack Obama, who seems to me, generally, not like normal human, but more like a kind of eerie reptilian, eerie interpolation into our reality. Personally, I could not bring myself to vote for him, and when I hear him speak, I am put off by his capacity to dissimulate ingeniously. It's a fate that didn't say reptilian, it said interpolation into our reality. I was just cringing, hoping that it wouldn't go there. Personally, I could not bring myself to vote for him, and when I hear him speak, I am put off by his capacity to dissimulate ingenuously, to fake compassion that he does not feel, and to twist rhetoric in service of the status quo of the earth-destroying empire. This is the second significant example of signs and wonders seemingly associated with him. The first was the miracle on Hudson, the crash landing of a jumbo jet in the Hudson River, where all passengers and crew survived a few days before the inauguration. I have been studying Voyagers, a series of books by Ashanya Dean, who claims to represent the Guardian Alliance, a benevolent federation of extra-dimensional civilizations, as well as the works of Michael Tesauron, who proposes that the Earth is up. Okay, because I don't believe in that. But this is very, very, very significant, okay? The Earth's consciousness is going through a rapid transformation, and this transformation is not some kind of uber mysterious, you know, spiritual mumbo jumbo like new aginess, okay? This transformation is very, very, very concrete thing that can be understood in a rational and chronological, historical sense, meaning that, okay, for thousands and thousands upon thousands of years, the human civilizations were very, very isolated, meaning that you had civilizations in Asia, you had civilizations in Africa, and you had civilizations in North, what we call the Americas, or you know, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi. You had all these civilizations. You had civilizations in Europe. You had civilizations all over the world. And they all believed in these really, really, really silly things. Like, they believed that, most of them did believe that their civilization was the right one. They had these gods, you know, who I believe are, manifestations of unconscious notions which appeared to them in dream states and whatever, and they believed that their gods were the right one, and they believed that their customs and their religions and their societies and their norms were the ones that all other societies and all other groups of people should follow. And so thereby they went around and they some of them were more eager to push their beliefs onto others than others of them, mainly the white people. The Europeans were way eager to run around pushing their beliefs on everyone else. And so all of this made a whole lot of sense to each of these little isolated groups for a very, very, very long time. But then what ended up happening was, we ended up being able to sail all over the world, fly all over the world, and decipher, pick apart all the wisdoms from all of these different societies and see how they all fit together as a collective absolute whole. And so, and we also developed technologies and means of production which could provide for us in a way that we couldn't before, which could eliminate need and eliminate hunger and eliminate poverty. And so once we've done all this, you know, once we've been all around the world and we've seen all of these different civilizations and their different religious mysteries and everything, and we see, wow, we're really not so different than all of them. And then we see, oh, well, you know, we can provide enough food for us, and we can even provide enough food to share with all of them, and we can even keep doing that indefinitely into eternity. And so, really, there's no need for us to be mad at all these people because they're so different from us, because they're really not that different from us. And if the reason that we are making up reasons to be mad at them and making up reasons to think that they are so different than us is because we want to have a reason to, we want to have justification for killing them in order to procure a finite amount of food and hoard it for all of those that look like us, you know, that reason is now obsolete. And so when people start talking about 2012 and all of this and how it's going to be a transformation of consciousness, it's not that, you know, freaking somebody, whoever you want to call it, the heavens are going to open up like cartoon Disney style, and some dude with a trumpet's going to come down and be like, brrr, and then all this crazy nonsense is going to happen. No, it is a very, very, very rationally explicatable series of events that many believe will culminate in 2012. And what it's going to be is that we are going to have all the information available. We're going to have the ability to call all of the religious leaders from every place, all of the societal leaders, all of the economic leaders from every place, sit them down at one table and say, wow, you know, none of what we've said has really made any sense by itself. You know, I mean, this made sense in y'all's region, and that made sense in our region, and this made sense in another region, and at this time, this made sense in our region, and at that time, that made sense in your region, and you know, none of it gave us the whole answer, you know. But now that we have airplanes and stuff, and we can fly all over the world, and we can find out all of these different little partial answers, we can piece them all together, and we can say, wow, that actually does make sense. I guess we can live as one human family and stop killing each other now. And so that is the rational side of what's going to happen in 2012. That is a rational explanation for it. But there are certain things in this world that just are not immediately subject to rationalization. And a white spiral that emanated a bright blue spiraling beam before it disappeared into a black circular hole witnessed by thousands of people across the country. You know, one night before Barack Obama made his speech accepting the Nobel Peace Prize and during the Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change, that does not make a whole lot of sense. And the Norway spiral has resonance with the Hopi prophecies of Blue Star Kachina, which appears at the end of the fourth world. This does not make a whole lot of sense. And so then you have to get into the other side of this, which is I guess you could say the spiritual or psychic or unexplainable side to it. And then when you research other things that are supposed to happen in 2012, well, we're supposed to have a polar shift in our planet is supposed to have a polar shift, which means that all of reality is but a subjective mind's rationalization and empirical construction of various activities involving electromagnetic fields and essentially sound waves. And so if we have a polar shift in our electromagnetic field, it will mean that whereas that electromagnetic field was moving from left to right and then back, now it will be moving right to left and then back. So that means that all of the little thoughts that course through our little brains will, instead of moving and then back, start moving right to left and then back. And so it's no one, and so that means that our entire empirical construction of reality could indeed be changed, and that is starting to become manifest in many ways, which is no surprise considering that we're only 2 years until 2012. And one of those ways that it's beginning to become manifest is by this freaking white spiral that emanated a bright blue spiraling beam before it disappeared into a black circular hole, apparently witnessed by thousands of people across the country. Now, this could be some kind of conspiracy for people to start making us think about whether or not there's a collective consciousness, but I'm not sure. I'm just going to say that this was a collective consciousness.